CBS News technology analyst Larry Magid in California. Larry, not a great shock. What do you think are the implications?
Well, it's pretty severe. I mean, 41%, only 41% globally say they trust social media. In the U.S., it's only 30% that trust social media. So you've got a big backlash. 60% of the people want government to regulate social media, do a better job of that. So one, I think the regulation is inevitable. It's coming, and I think the companies are having to adapt to that reality. And second of all, as you point out, advertisers worry. Advertisers want to be someplace that's popular and kind of well-lit and pleasant. They shy away whenever there's any scandal. They shy away whenever there's any major problems. And I think that this could impact at least somewhat, not major, but somewhat, the advertising on Facebook and other companies.
Well, I kind of wish we had had this juxtaposed against a survey, same respondents on traditional media or various facets of traditional media, because at times traditional media have not been all that more popular. Either.
Right, and of course, the big difference between traditional media and social media is that the content itself on social media comes from us. It comes from people. Now, we also have found out that it may be coming from bots and from Russia and things of that nature, but it's a little different where, you know, it's not like Mark Zuckerberg is filling up Facebook with just his own opinions, even though some have accused him of political bias. So, but yes, I think that the privacy issue has caused a major problem, and I think this whole Russia situation where we now know that content was put there not organically but by bots, I think is also causing a problem.
All right, Larry Magid on that nugget of a story, which I found very interesting today. Thank you so much, Larry. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
CBS News technology analyst Larry Magid with us live.